in Randolph County and for miles around, everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Ram Sparta means WHCO.
For folks on the go, it's 1230.
That's WHBO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know you're welcome on WHCO, Randolph County Radio.
From Rio Country, 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll-free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning, 9:27. This is Jeff, and again, this is the People Speak on this Friday morning, talking today with State Representative Nathan Wright. How you doing?
Good, Jeff. How are you?
Not too bad. I don't know if I can say enjoying the return of winter, but
no, we had a couple really nice days that kind of making me look forward to summer.
I have a little sign I put on the door if I have to step out for a while or something, and says running a few errands, be right back, and it has a picture of a guy lounging on a beach in the sun, you know.
There you go. Yeah, we had session this week and 2 days. I canceled Thursday, and as we were driving home through the slick, nasty weather on Wednesday, it reminded me that summer's not here yet.
That's true. Of course, about the 1st of August, we'll be saying, when is it going to cool down?
That's true as well, So, I would rather myself have the warm weather than the cool breeze.
True, exactly. So just briefly,
so far we were scheduled in this week for 3 days and they canceled Thursday, and then the last week before we were in for 3 days, or in two out of the three that they had scheduled. So, and then we don't go back until the week after next on Tuesday. So hopefully we'll start doing something here this session, because the first 4 days have not been very productive. The second day of session, we did have the state of the state that the governor had, so we can maybe touch base on that this morning a little bit and go over some bills that I have filed and maybe more that I have to file.
Okay. All right, I'll tell you what, we'll take a break and we'll be back. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. And welcome back, 9:35. People Speak, we're talking with State Representative Nathan Wright. And said you've been in this week about...
We were in two days. We were in Tuesday and Wednesday. And then last week we were in Tuesday and Wednesday as well. And last Wednesday, the governor gave the State of the State address to kind of lay out the agenda for this spring session. As most people were aware, one of the things that we discussed were ethics reform because of some of the things that went on the last year with a senator and a representative. And in response to that, there is a piece of legislation that's out there, House Bill 4131, which right now, if a member, one of the guys, he quit January 1, and by quitting January 1, he was able to get his pay for the whole year by working one day in the month. There's no other businesses.
Yeah,
that allow anything like that.
Would be nice, but it's not really.
Yeah, it's not fair to the taxpayers, and like I said, it's not right either. You can't work one day and expect 30 days pay.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a bill out there to end that loophole that's been around a long time. But some of the things that, you know, the things that they did, I'm not sure that any kind of ethics reform is going to take care of those things, because they weren't right anyway. I mean, you can't do that kind of stuff. And but one of the things he talked about again was the was property tax relief. And we've talked about that before with the Property Relief Task Force. The report was done. It's been submitted. But with the large group and, you know, the size of the report, I don't know that the report itself is really going to produce the legislation that it was meant to produce. But there will be some sort of legislation to relieve some of the burden of property taxes, which, you know, definitely hurts the middle class.
True.
And hurts a majority of people in the state. So that was one of the things that he addressed. You know, and one, property taxes, you know, if we can, some extra senior exemptions, and, you know, probably need some more consolidation, just like the fire and police pension. If we can consolidate more, I did see something the other day about a couple local towns, and I don't remember, Caseyville maybe, and they're looking at consolidating two towns to reduce a little bit of the government and ultimately expand services for the people in their cities. Like I said, I talked about the ethics and some of the corruption that happened. There is a joint commission for ethics and lobbying reform that is looking at, you know, ways to strengthen the ethics laws, look at some lobbying reform, to ensure that lobbyists report everyone that they are actually working for. Because right now, if you can work under other people and not have to report every client. So that's how some of the lobbying while you're a legislator. Because currently, like for the one guy, he was actually lobbying the city of Chicago while he was legislating. But Chicago has rules to where if you're a member of the board, you can't lobby anyone. I mean, they already have those rules set in place, at least. But the bad actors, they're always going to find a loophole in the system. So we just got to continue to work together to close those kind of loopholes.
Right. You just kind of close them as they're exploited.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, on, he didn't, we didn't talk, go talk about budget, but on February 9th, we go back February 18th, and on Wednesday the 19th is the budget address, and we're going to have to find a way to, I'm sure, close some gaps. You know, that's one thing that I think everyone was proud of last session, that, you know, we actually had a balanced budget for the first time in quite a few years. And that's something that you have to balance your budget in your own house.
Right.
Why shouldn't the state have to balance a budget as well?
Well, that's what I hear from a lot of people too. They say, well, I can't go out and spend $100,000 when I've only got $50,000 or $20,000, you know, and, you know, why is the state able to?
Yeah. And that's, I mean, if you keep the partisan politics out of it and work together, you can find ways to, you know, balance a budget and get some things done. A couple weeks ago, the governor was down at SIU announcing the renovations of the communication building. I believe it's like $80 million being spent down there because of the Capitol bill that also came because of a bipartisan, you know, group. You know, there's $80 million, I think, being spent down there on a communication building that is in dire need of repair. There's money being spent at SIUE for that as well. And if anybody's driven down 255 recently, there's work being done there now. So that one portion's shut down as of right now.
So yeah, I had someone ask me the other day if that was part of the four lane that's being proposed, the connector. And it's like, that, because that, I believe, connects in up with the four lane at Waterloo.
Yeah, it does. I mean, once you get that, the proposed four-way or four-lane, yeah, it will. If we can ever get the plan in the right hands, and that's something that, you know, that group has disbanded already at the end of the year, but there's a very good report out, which I believe we kind of touched on last month. And now it's just selling it to the people that can make it happen.
True. It would be nice, but
yeah, absolutely. But I mean, there's a lot of work to be done. It's like any other project, is you have to get it in the plan. If it's not in the plan, it's never going to become a reality.
Yeah. Randolph County Commissioner, Dr. Mark Keena, was in here talking about it a while back and mentioned that the cost alone, just in the preliminary work and stuff, is about $800 million.
So. Yeah, it's not cheap, but it's it would really help our area. I mean, if you have a rural expressway like that, and using the roads you have, I mean, does make it cheaper,
right?
Still not free.
True. True. Nothing is free anymore.
Yeah. But you know, the governor did mention the fair tax a little bit. You know, that was one of his things last year. Like I mentioned, the bipartisan budget, which was balanced, and which added another $350 million to schools, which we all know that, you know, education is very important for our young ones. And that was another thing that he was down a couple weeks ago in East St. Louis, and I believe he was in Marion the same day, talking about extra investment in early childhood education. So your pre-K 3 and pre-K 4, enhancing that, because that's where the majority of your brain growth is. So if you have to continue to make investments in the kids, because obviously they're the future of the state. True. And we want to keep them here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, Illinois doesn't, you know, you don't want to lose population. You want to gain population.
No, exactly. And there's, you know, a few things. I saw that SIU is actually freezing tuition for the next year, which will hopefully retain a few kids from the area to stay in the state of Illinois and spend their money at our colleges instead of going out of state.
Right.
And, you know, also getting rid of the standardized test, not worrying about that, and, you know, letting kids in without having the ACT and SAT, because some people don't test well. And that's really not fair judgment to allow you to come to one of our colleges.
Yeah, that was a little bit of an issue with me. I mean, I could tell you all about something, but now put me down with a pen and paper and give me a test on it, and I'm probably not going to be near as good as, you know, just like you said, some people just don't test well.
Yeah, so that was one of the really good things that has came about in the last few months anyway. Mm-hmm. And several universities throughout the state have went that direction, and offering more grants and scholarships to try to retain our Illinois kids.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, well, so go ahead and squeeze our next break in here, and we will come back and talk some more with State Representative Nathan Wrights here on The People Speak. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back. It is 9:53. Got about 5 minutes left in the program. Talking with State Representative Nathan Reitz and talking about some of the ethics reform, property tax.
Yeah, and one of the last things probably on the state estate was the vocational and technical education opportunities that people need good jobs, and with those type of opportunities, you're not in as much debt either as your four-year degree gets you. And with the capital bill and all the work that's being done, trades are probably one of the most popular jobs right now because they not only pay well, but they don't take the schooling.
I know we've had some people from SWCC in here talk before, and they've got that highway construction program up there.
Yeah. And, the one thing we've got to continue to do is, protect our small businesses to keep things from going out of state. So when we have a chance to buy in Illinois as a state, we need to do that instead of outsourcing to other states.
Right.
Keep the job market here and give back to buy from our people. So those were some of the main highlights, I guess, of that, of the state of the state. So the budget address is coming up, which, I haven't seen or heard anything yet, but I'm confident that it will be a balanced budget again. So that's, like we talked about earlier, that has to happen. Some of the bills that I currently have that are actually have bill numbers and they're not out of rules committee yet, but they hopefully will be soon, is one, Jerry had ran it before as well, or tried to run it, but it never went anywhere, is one to allow In God We Trust license plates. People can choose to have them if they want, and then the extra funds from there will go to veterans assistance and the rest will go to the Secretary of State to the special license fund, but it'd be another way to add to the veterans assistance fund. Sue Shear had filed one for Gold Star families, which we have a couple in the area as well, allowing them free license plate registration. Which, if we have people who serve and get killed in the line of duty, that's a small price that we have to pay to, for the price they paid in order to protect and serve. So those are two license bills that the one that she filed, I 100% support and hope we can get that one through, because there's no reason why that we can't give back a little bit as well.
Right. It's not going to break the state. And it shows it's the appreciation of the state.
Yeah, absolutely. A couple other ones. Got a couple that one for giving free trapping license to disabled veterans. And it's something that, actually, I have two bills filed like that, but the one that I'm hoping to run out is the Illinois Trappers Association wanted it as well. And it adds trapping to the license that they already get, because they get free hunting and fishing license. Mm-hmm. So it's just one more little extra, and returning military also get that one. We had talked about the 3922, which makes it a hate crime if you commit an offense against police, fire, first responders, which we had happen with Trooper Hopkins. Mm-hmm. Just a reminder before we run out of time that, in the Redbud office, we do a lot of concealed carry, and we talked about that off air about yours, but concealed carry and FOID cards that, if anybody needs help, definitely call, make an appointment. It takes about 15 minutes. We've had people come as far away from Collinsville recently that were referred to us. So,
and you got to remember, it does take a little while to get your card.
It does take the whole time, and they are working days, so it's, you know, just have to have patience. And if you already have one and reapply, as long as you have that piece of paper showing that you reapplied, it's good anyway. So it doesn't matter if your other one expires or not before you get it. But they are working on trying to speed up that process, but we'll see if that actually happens.
All right. Well, we are out of time.
Okay.
But Representative, thanks for being with us.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
We'll talk to you again next month.
All right. Thank you.
For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We will talk to you again on Monday. Have a great weekend.